distinguished delegates, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to welcome you to our beautiful secretariat building. In order to start to discuss the issues, we are very fortunate to have Executive Director of the FX Secretariat with us. So I will give the floor to Ambassador Mario Artaza for giving the welcome remark. So you have the floor.
Thank you, Ambassador Bisono. Thank you very much. Distinguished delegates, good morning. And I would like to extend my warmest welcome to the delegates attending the 4th Counterterrorism Task Force meeting. And we are delighted that this meeting is taking place in this meeting room at the Secretariat. Sometimes we feel it's underused, so it's always wonderful to see you around this table. So you're most welcome. I would like to stress that as the central support mechanism for the EPIC process, our team of professional support staff, specialists and seconded staff in the Secretariat are standing ready to assist you and your economies during this meeting, and not only in this meeting but always. The Counterterrorism Task Force has a major role to play in APEC reaching our free trade goals. While the human cause of terrorism is obvious in strategic magnitude, the extent of the true economic damage of terrorist acts is not always easy to calculate. It is widely agreed, however, that the economic costs of terrorist acts are enormous. Terrorism affects more than just the travel industry or the energy sector or other single economic areas. Terrorist acts reach down supply chains to a wide range of industries, cause job losses in developing and industrialized economies, and impose new costs of doing business for large and small business. The wide scope of the Counterterrorism Task Force work demonstrate the level of importance your work is granted in the EPIC process. At a great number of ministerial working groups and other fora meetings, counter-terrorist activities relevant to that fora are considered in areas including energy, tourism, transport, e-commerce, trade facilitation, maritime security, finance and investment, and many more. There is a high-level consideration of counter-terrorism issues. The APEC Transportation Minister, as an example, which just concluded its meeting in Bali, Indonesia, considered ways and means of reducing impediments to trade and investment while enhancing security and safety. The ministerial statement called for implementing the secure trade in the APEC region, STAR, and other security-related initiatives consistent with international law. It supports international efforts, including those by multilateral agencies, to control access to manpower and other potential threats to civil aviation. In this meeting, which concluded only yesterday, the United States announced its decision to provide 3 grants with amount of more than $1 million aiming to develop global navigation satellite systems for safer and more efficient air and maritime transport navigation, to implement ISPS code assistance program, and to form a new partnership with Asian Development Bank to help member economies develop and improve the transportation infrastructure and capacity, including training transportation professionals. For 2 years now, APEC has hosted the Secure Trade in the APEC Region Conference. This year's event in Viña del Mar, Chile, was most worthwhile, and a number of recommendations have been dispersed through the APEC region. The most important meeting of each APEC year, the annual economic leaders meeting, will undoubtedly discuss counterterrorism issues. Through contribution to this meeting, the Counterterrorism Task Force will assist leaders to reach agreement on security deliverables. I wish you all the best with this meeting, and I welcome you again to the Secretariat. Our team at the Secretariat is here to support you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ambassador.
Thanks, Ambassador Mario Artaza, for his important welcoming remarks to all of us.